For International Monetary Fund officials, the past week's annual meetings were indicative of efforts to further dialogue with the developing world. The director of IMF External Relations, Caroline Atkinson, says it's part of an effort to show concern for victims of the global economic downturn, particularly among low-income countries.
We've funded representatives of civil society organizations to come to the meetings to tell us of their concerns, to hear from us about what we're doing and why, and generally to promote an exchange.
But non-governmental organizations say the fund needs to do more. The group ActionAid says IMF programs have generally prohibited the type of government-supported stimulus used by the industrialized countries to weather the global recession. Instead, it says they emphasize austerity measures that often call for cuts in government spending, including social services needed to help poor nations meet UN Millennium Development Goals. The MDGs call for drastic reductions in poverty, as well as vast improvements in education and child and maternal health by 2015. Melinda St. Louis is the deputy director of the Jubilee USA Network, which includes over 70 religious, labor, and humanitarian groups supporting lower-income countries.
Ghana had to raise their utility prices. They had to have a wage freeze, and they had needed to increase salaries for healthcare workers in order to keep them in Ghana facing, you know, the serious health issues that the country is facing. But the IMF said that they were not able to increase the level of salary for healthcare workers to the level that they needed to. And that could have really strong repercussions as healthcare workers are forced to leave the country in order to make a living.
Development groups are also concerned about the effect of pro-market reforms on the poor. Activists say many countries try to attract foreign investment with consumption taxes on the poor instead of closing loopholes on the rich. And some governments favor free trade zones with minimal taxes on corporations. Besides calling for reforms on loans and policies for less developed countries, Jubilee USA also wants greater transparency regarding deals signed between national governments and the Washington-based financial institutions.
Many of these loans are taken out in their countries. Their governments borrow from institutions like the IMF or World Bank without even the knowledge or understanding of the population. And so basically they are getting some money up front, perhaps for some projects. They might be good, or they might actually be very wasteful or even funneled into corrupt practices. And yet then the country and the citizens are saddled with that debt for decades to come.
Carolyn Atkinson of the IMF disagrees with the criticism. She says the fund has tripled financing to low-income countries with zero interest rate loans. She says money has been made available to the poorest countries on favorable terms so they are not crippled with the burden of repayment. Atkinson says the IMF does not prescribe policies that place tax burdens on the poor or that single out corporate interests for tax breaks.
We give a lot of technical assistance and advice to countries, including, most recently Greece, on how to make sure that people that have high incomes or wealth are those that pay the vast bulk of tax.
The IMF official says health and education spending was higher last year in countries with fund-supported programs that help strengthen safety nets, with cash transfer programs to protect nutrition and provide cash to poor families. Atkinson says it's evidence the fund is listening to its critics and helping to protect the most vulnerable. I'm William Eagle in Washington.